Good morning, we're continuing with Elam Hilchos Shabbos. Earlier in Klal Yudal, Simon Ches, we're talking about the expansion of the concept of Schita and Dosh into the Malach of Chaliva. And the Elam said it's much better to ask a Goy to do the process of Chaliva because of Amir Lanachri, they were in Matur, but the Malkim of Tzabar Lachayim, which the Elam says is the Raisa. And therefore, the Chazal did not ask so this of Amir Lanachri. So I want to clarify 2 points over here. That which he says the Tzabar Lachaim is the Raisa. And what is permitted, what malachas did Chazal permit because of, or what Yisurim Darbanan did Chazal permit because of Tzabar Lachaim. Okay. Let's go to the second point first. The Chayal was saying very clearly that Amir Lanachri is mutter for the purpose to address and alleviate Tzabar Lechaim. That is agreed upon by everybody, that Amir Lanachri is not mutter for that purpose. Amir Lanachri is a drabonim, which has the advantage of that the Jew is not doing anything at all. All he's doing is Amira. As opposed to a Jew is doing some type of action, which is approximates a malach drabonim, or moving mooks, etc. He's doing nothing but just Amira. So it's a more lenient Yisud Rabbanon. It's the more refers as the Lashon of it's a aimed by Maisa. And therefore, Amir Lanachri for the purpose of Tzabar Lechaim is Mutter. The Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokes, may one move Muksa to alleviate Tzabar Lechaim? Where a person is doing doing an action, which is a Rabbanon, moving muksa. But this Rabbanon that we're referring to over here is muksa, which is not a malacha Rabbanon. It's a gzeira, which Chazal answered because of the concern one might come to undermine the spirit of Shabbos or come to do malacha, etc. But it's not what's referred to as a malacha Rabbanon. It's a concept called muksa. So is muksa mutter for the purpose of Tzabar Lechaim? This is a machloek, as whether muksa is mutter for the purpose of Tzabar Lechaim. And Mishnah Berurah sounds like he's inclined that it's usher. The Chazanish is on record that that's going to be, one can be move muksa for the purpose of alleviating Tzabar Lechaim. What about doing a malacha drabonon for the purpose of alleviating Tzabar Lechaim? So a person is doing some type of a malacha with a shinoi. So, Minaraisa, it's a malacha. He does with the shin, it's only drabanan. And he's doing that to alleviate Tzabar Lechaim. Is that going to be mutter? Mishnah Berurah paskens no, that a malacha drabanan is not mutter for the purpose of Tzabar Lechaim, even if the animal will die. That's how Chomer and Chazal put this in place. And even though Tzabar Lechaim is deraisa, so what does it mean, even though Tzabar Lechaim is deraisa? What does it mean, Tzabar Lechaim is deraisa? So, interesting. This is a discussion of the Gemara and Bava Metzia in the end of the second parak. The Torah discusses a case where animal is overburdened, and because of that weight, it's sitting down, and the person has the mitzvah to relieve the animal from its burden. Tzabar Lechaim. The word Tzabar Lechaim is the rice or drabonon. It's a case in the pasuk. One has the mitzvah to help, so it means Tzabar Lechaim is the rice. The word discusses maybe that's not a raya, etc. But the Rambam says that in a kisera where a person is actively causing the animal pain, he's hitting the animal, etc., everybody agrees that that's the derisa. So, for example, the Torah in Parshas Balak describes that Bilam hit his animal, and the animal, when Hashem opened the animal's mouth and gave it the ability to speak, says, "Why'd you hit me?" So the Rambam brings that pasuk as a source that Tzabar Lechaim is the rice. The problem is the Maskel of Gemara in Bava Metzia seems to be that Tzabar Lechaim is not the rice, or at least it's not clear what the final decision is. And the Gemara never brings this pasuk. By Bilam, if Bilam, the pasuk by Bilam that he hits the animal is conclusive raya that Tzabar Lechaim is the rice, so why did the Gemara bring it? So the way that we explain the Rambam is that we differentiate between the case where a person is actively hurting the animal. That's an issue with the rice. A person cannot hit his animal without any purpose. Purposelessly, however you pronounce that word. But a case where the animal's in pain, the question now is, do you have a mitzvah saying of the Torah to intervene and to help it? That's where the Gemara has a discussion with Sarbat Chaim is the right or not. Therefore, the Pasuk of Bilam is irrelevant to the discussion of the Gemara. And it could be the Maskana of the Gemara that Sarbat Chaim is not the right. And the Pshat, the Pasuk of Mitzvah Prika is not different than the Mitzvah Teina. The Mitzvah Teina, person helps somebody load the animal. It's not because of Sarbat Chaim, it's because you're helping your neighbor. So you're helping the owner of the animal. Helping the owner of the animal relieve his animal shouldn't get damaged. So your main goal is to help another Jew, not to help the animal. The Chayyadim is on record over here that Sarbat Chaim is the Raisa. Here we're talking about a case of a pass at Sarbat Chaim, the animal's in pain because it has milk there. You didn't do that to the animal, that's what happens to the animal. So in that situation, so the Chayyadim says it's called Sarbat Chaim, and therefore Amir Lanachri is going to be Mutter, whether more is going to be Mutter, even in Malacha Darbanan, the Chayyadim does not weigh in on that point at this point in time. Have a good day.